For some Philly schools, though, violent incidents have long been a rarity. There's one public high school, in fact, where class sizes are small, test scores are high, violence is almost non-existent, and leaders are still begging for more students to enroll. WHYY's Kevin McCurry takes us to Northwest Philadelphia, home of one of the Philadelphia school district's best-kept secrets.
Principal Anthony Majewski has been determined to expand the high-performing Hill Friedman Middle School into a high school. He's got the go-ahead from the Philadelphia School District and some philanthropic startup cash. Only problem is, his current building isn't big enough. He spent much of last year sweating about finding an alternative.
I am a bit scared about, you know, am I and is the community and the leadership team able to pull this off? You know, and that's scary. I mean, because we have a lot of kids who have put their trust. We have a lot of parents who put their trust in us.
That was Majewski at the beginning of last school year. Both then and now, the district's financial constraints make expansion extremely challenging. By Christmas break, the building he had hoped would work fell through because the district said rehabbing it would be too expensive. As a selective admission magnet school, Hill Friedman enrolls the sort of kids who can get into the best schools in the city. With all the drama surrounding the building, kids and parents could easily think, wouldn't Central or Science Leadership Academy be a much safer choice?
So what's happened? So since last time we met...
The solution turned out to be a Band-Aid fix. The district has arranged for the high school to be set up temporarily at Kinsey Elementary, a school a mile away from Hill Friedman that was shuttered after the 2012-13 school year. When that decision was made in the winter, the district attempted to assuage parents by inviting them to tour the mothballed school. But the building's peeling paint and dirty, barren classrooms made it a tough sell.
Parents came before they started to do anything and did a walkthrough, and they were all like, no way. Even the parents who were committed to Hill Friedman's, you know, the high school, were just really disappointed.
Majewski was able to convince only a third of last year's eighth graders to stick with Hill Friedman for high school. In all, he had hoped to attract 150 new freshmen, but so far, he has just over 100.
It's not hard to sell the program. It's hard to sell the building. The program itself is, I think, the parents are really, you know, I did lose a couple parents. It's like, you know, we really love what you're doing with the students. We love the, you know, with the community, but the building was an issue.
Parents were also likely scared away by the logistics. Majewski will remain the sole principal for both the middle school building and the temporary high school building, a mile down Stenton Avenue. He's taken to calling himself a 21st century Stretch Armstrong.
This is our lunchroom. As you can see, we're not ready.
So walking the halls of Kinsey mere days before school is set to begin, Majewski nervously joked with maintenance workers who were trying frantically to get the school looking better.
Not done yet?
All around here is all done.
That's awesome. Thanks.
Most rooms still didn't have desks. Hallways were scuffed and dusty. Giant pallets of shrink-wrapped books and supplies cluttered the cafeteria. But aside from cosmetics, the 100-year-old school bears some stunningly beautiful bones. Great marble staircases, rich wooden floors and doorways, a grand auditorium fitting of a vaudevillian palace.
Once this is clean, it's actually a cool building. It's a shame that they closed it.
One encouraging sign for Majewski is that all but one student in his inaugural freshman class decided to return for sophomore year, and the one who left moved out of state. Destiné Mason, who will be a 10th grader in the new building, says she's still happy she picked Hill Friedman over nearby Girls High.
Teacher time is not always in every school as individual as it needs to be, and these teachers are so individual and one-on-one with everybody that you can do whatever you need and everybody's there to support you and help you.
Still, Majewski laments the fact that logistical uncertainty pushed some kids who were accepted to his school to opt for a charter school. Student migration to charters, after all, is one of the reasons that the district's finances are in shambles, and record numbers of schools, like Kinsey, were closed in the first place.
And that's really a disappointment. That's a message I think the district needs to work on, messaging that there are still great schools in Philadelphia, and they shouldn't run because of the financial, you know, constraints. And if not, it's really going to be sad because, the good students are going to run.
Ready or not, the school year is coming. Classes at Hill Friedman and the rest of the district start September 8th. For WHYY News, I'm Kevin McCorry.